views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on this beautiful Friday. Today we're going to explore how we can be consciously aware and reclaim parts of ourselves that we've lost or feel we can't access anymore. You know, we've all said or done things that we regret and even wonder, where did that come from? Why did I act that way? You know, I'm sure we all have. And my guest today has created a process for us to uncover our true selves, to recognize the strategies we've created to feel safe and the masks we wear to hide who we really are. So we've all done this. We're human. But wouldn't it be great to discover what's all behind this and how we can become who we're meant to be in this world? Today, my guest has created this five-step process to accomplish this. Micheline Nader is a healthcare entrepreneur with extensive expertise in hospital administration, long-term care, and healthcare management. In addition to her professional expertise in traditional healthcare, she has a keen interest in the fields of complementary medicine and personal transformation.
Hi, Micheline.
Hi, Chris. I'm so excited to be with you today. I love what you do.
Well, thank you. And I just want to, you know, shout out to your book as well as a great process for people. So how did your, let's talk about your journey into conscious awareness, how that began.
My journey into conscious awareness began when I was really young. I was I was a seeker since I was very young. I knew that there was something more to my body than who I was. I was interested in the big questions like, who am I? What am I doing? But that was not really how my journey started. It started with conscious awareness. It started 20 years ago or 21 years ago when I was living in Montreal, and it was a transitional year when we were about to leave to the States. And I had a series of dreams for a few nights where I would dream of something that I've done that was bad and with a person, and something that was good that I've done with that same person. And the two things canceled each other, and some light came out of this. The dreams continued for a few nights, and every night, every morning, I will wake up with this good sense of relief and happiness. And then when the dreams stopped, I was meditating on what was my mission in life. And I saw a dolphin, which I really did not understood back then. Then I had a lunch with a friend, and she came and got me a dolphin. Since then, I started being intrigued into dolphins, and I started being a seeker, self-help junkie, I called myself. So everything, workshops, followed leaders, and then my own experiences. I really had encountered losses in my life, and I had to make sense of all this. So all this came about in that creation of the Dolphin Dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and why is the dolphin an important symbol?
Well, when I started looking into the dolphins, I did not know anything about dolphins before I had this vision. The dolphins, with the flow of the dolphin, the movement of the dolphin, the appearing and the disappearing in the water, was like the movement in conscious awareness. It appears to us and then it disappears. Then the brain of the dolphin was a three frontal lobes with the ability of the dolphin to sleep and be awake at the same time became a symbol of conscious awareness to me. So the diving in is a very important thing in the process, because I use the dolphin's dance. I use the flip of the dolphin as a visual to flip my own game. The playfulness and the ease of the dolphin is also a big symbol to me. So it is a metaphor for this work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can relate to that. I mean, dolphins are, you know, wonderful creatures of our sea. They're beautiful, and I think a lot of us can relate to that and feel that flow. You know, people want to be in that flow. There's something in your it's actually in the beginning of your book, in the third chapter, you talked about discovering the infinite space within yourself, and you said a phrase during a workshop. And do you know which one I'm talking about, or should I read it?
Yes, absolutely. Where I said, I am nothing, I am a space. And that was during a workshop, and I realized during that workshop that I'm really a space for something to happen through me. And I repeated that sentence, and I remember the leader, Angelo, said, repeat it, Micheline, repeat it one more time. It's like music into my ears. And something has happened. We were like around 200 people, and something shifted. And he had to stop for a pause, and we took a break. And people were coming to me saying, you know, maybe we did not understand fully what you were saying, but we felt it at the deepest level.
Yeah, there's, you know, when we can get to that place of I'm nothing, it's kind of like letting go of our ego and creating that space for things to happen. So, yeah, it's a beautiful phrase. Well, how did you develop this dolphin's dance, the process? We'll get into, when we come back after the break, we'll get into what that process is. But how did you develop it?
It came really out of these visions and vision in my dream, because what I was seeing was the two polarities canceling each other, and from that the light came out. So I spent all my life looking for what was that about, and through my own journey, I started putting the elements together. So that dance, the dolphin's dance, the dance is the acronym, and the five steps of the journey are to discover our emotions. The E is to awaken to our beliefs. The N is to name our patterns. The C is to cancel the polarities. And then the E is to embrace our true self. But it's definitely through my life journey, my experiences, that I came to get to the really the source of the ailment. Despite my success, despite everything that was happening to me, there was something inside that I couldn't shift until I got to that basic source.
Yeah, yes, and so again, that was, I just want to repeat that, because I'm going to go more into them. The DANCE stands for Discover Emotions, Awaken to Beliefs, Name Patterns, Cancel Polarities, and Embrace the True Self. So these are steps you go through very thoroughly in your book, and we'll touch in on these a little bit more when we come back from our short commercial break. We'll be right back and talk more with Micheline Nader.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with the author of The Dolphin's Dance, Micheline Nader. So we were just, Micheline, we were just going over those five steps. So, and they're all part of, one of the things that you do in your book is you talk about this identity signature. Can you describe that?
Yes. The identity signature is this unique matrix of emotions, beliefs, and patterns that we have constructed over the course of our life. It is our internal operating system. And this is what we do in the first three steps of the dance. We learn how to deconstruct it and become consciously aware of it. It's actually the structure that our ego takes to express itself in the world.
Yes, and so you said it's our emotional, our emotions, our core beliefs, and then our patterns.
Yes.
And, you know, patterns are kind of how we, you know, a lot of times there are automatic responses to things in the world. We've developed these typical, and we've seen others very easily. Sometimes it's easier to suppress this on other people than ourselves, but we have reactions that we have formed that become patterns because as we continue on in life, they get set. Without examining them and wondering why. And that's why like this five-step process is to go back down into the why. Where do these come from?
Yes, it is going back to the source of these patterns because, as we know, our beliefs determine our actions and our behavior. So our thoughts and beliefs create our actions, and our repetitive actions become our patterns of behavior. When we go back in time and we see the source of how we created this, how was this, at least our major and predominant patterns in our life, because these are the ones that control us. And we go back and take a closer look to that, and we know the source, then we awaken to these. So we become consciously aware of it, and we become the ones controlling them instead of them controlling us.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Yeah, they will control us until we're aware of them. And I think part of this, what your journey is about becoming aware of these patterns and these beliefs and the emotions that we carry with us. We have to become aware of what they are. And so that you have a lot of great exercises in the book that take the reader through meditational process and identifying these and really going deeply stage by stage. You have a great process there. So let's talk about, because the other important aspect of it is the emotions. And there's a difference, I think you talk about, between emotions and feelings.
Yes. It's very important to get to that emotion that was stuck to our painful event, because that emotion keeps enacting itself in our life. It's the fuel behind our engine, if you want. So emotions... I distinguish the emotions from the feelings, although, in real life, we use them interchangeably. But because the emotions are physiological in nature, they're somatic, and even if we're not conscious of them, they can be objectively measured by physical factors like our blood flow, our heart rate, our pulse, they're responsible for our fight or flight response when a big fearful something happens in our life. So the feelings are more secondary in nature. They live more in our mind, in our perception. They represent our subjective experience of our emotions. And we give them a meaning. So in this work, we're very much interested in the emotion, because it's that energy and motion that what moves us, really.
And it's behind. What you're saying is emotions are behind the beliefs and the behaviors. And so that's why you say in your five-step program, to discover the emotions, it's to uncover one's emotional logo. So what do you mean by that when you say emotional logo?
So I construct in this process the emotional logo for the reader to deconstruct it herself, and it is the sum of the marker, which is the painful event that happened early in life in our childhood and marked us and shaped our behavior, whether we are aware of it or not. Even if we're not aware, it may be acting up behind the scene. The sticker, I call that emotion that resurges every time a threat of a similar event occurs. So our painful story becomes a vibrational anchor that attracts other negative emotions. So that's why it's important to isolate that emotion that got attached to that marker event that happened early in our life. And the vessel, which is part of the emotional logo in the construct of the book, is the body part where this emotion resides. Some people carry it in their stomach. Some people carry it as a headache or a back pain or a tightness or a tingling sensation somewhere. So, so this ties in the physical aspect to the emotional aspect, and in our conscious awareness, when we connect the dots, like, for example, if I have something in my body acting up, let's say for me, my vessel is my stomach. So if my stomach starts hurting, I may use it as a portal, as a port of entry to become consciously aware of what's happening right now. Am I dealing with a situation at the present moment, or this situation is triggering something from my past? And that would be easily identified by discovering our emotional logo.
And also, this is like when you don't pay attention, because it goes into your body in certain places, it can cause diseases.
Yes, absolutely. For me, it caused a gastric ulcer when I was going through this before discovering my emotional logo, before constructing this. And I struggled with it. But when I discovered that emotion that constantly comes back, this same place, and is triggered in the same vessel, the same organ, which was my stomach, when I discovered it and I became aware of it, then I was able to shift it. My ulcer stopped, my stomach pain stopped without any medication. I don't have any stomach pain anymore.
Yeah, so it's really becoming aware. What you're talking about too is you have to become aware of your body, and a lot of us are not tuned into our body. Like, what are you feeling in your body, and where? Because we're so bombarded with the external around us happening that people aren't always. We're not in our bodies.
Yes, we don't feel what's happening until it becomes sometimes a disease, and it becomes something that we cannot ignore. And then we start tuning in. And when we tune in to our body, like right now, any sensation in my body, because I'm totally aligned between my emotions and my body, I can stop and say, where is this coming from? Is this telling me something?
Mm-hmm. I remember doing an exercise once in a workshop where you were with a partner and that person was touched by part of your body, their shoulder or your back or somewhere, and it would elicit an emotional response. I remember feeling the emotion that I could then go, oh, this is what I'm feeling. There was a connection between the body and a feeling.
Yeah, and this connection is so important. Because once we identify it, then we can't ignore it anymore. Like once you see something, you cannot unsee it. But just by being aware of it, sometimes if you don't do anything about it, just by being aware of it, then you've named it, you've labeled it, you start acquainting yourself with it. It's not like pushing it away. So when it surfaces, it's not like something we're repressing. And it's going to push back whenever we're not aware of it or whenever we're not expecting it. It becomes a sign. It becomes a signal. And at the same time, it gives us a chance to honor that body part and to love it.
Yeah, and I like that you said, the signature, there's a sign, and if you recognize the sign, like you become aware of it, when it happens again, you go, oh, yeah, this happened last time. And then you can start that process of going, well, where did this come from? And doing that inner work that you lead in the book to going back to what you call the marker. Where was the original trauma? Which sometimes takes a lot of work, a lot of deep inner work, and sometimes we don't have memories. When we were younger, when they first started. But just to go back, I know you talk about it in the book, just to go back as far as you can to come to that core event that traumatized you.
Yes, we do it at the first step of the dance, and I think that from what I hear from people who have done it and from the focus group, sometimes was the most painful part. To do, because they had to go back and relive that experience. Now, we just do it in order to identify and distinguish our marker, our sticker, and our vessel, and establish our emotional logo. But then we don't dwell there. We start identifying our beliefs and our patterns, as we referred to in the beginning of the show. That to become more consciously aware of what's happening with us. But then in the last two steps of the dance, here's where we have a chance and a choice in the matter. This is where we, in the fourth step, we act on it, and we're able to shift it if we want to. So
yeah. Okay, well, we're going to talk more about that. We need to take our break now, so we'll talk more when we come back. We'll be back shortly to talk more with Micheline Nader.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Micheline Nader today. And about her new book, The Dolphin's Dance. Micheline, can you give your contact information or, you know, where people can find your book, your website, and all that?
So people can go on my website, MichelineNader.com, MichelineNader.com, or TheDolphinsDance.com. They can purchase the book on Amazon. .com or BarnesandNoble.com or Balboa Press. And if they go on my website, they can download the workbook, the companion workbook to The Dolphin's Dance for free. They can read my blog. They can get on the events and that are happening. So, and I would love to connect with them through the website, too.
Oh, great. That's good. You have a workbook. So, for people to download, that's great. So, we were discussing the marker, you have the exercise in the book. I would love for you to walk through the exercise, how they can uncover your marker. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, sure. So, a prerequisite in all the exercises in the book, we have around 15 or 16 exercises in the book. They're all experiential. Each chapter is based on a concept, and my own story becomes an example for the reader, and then the reader dives in with their own experience. As a prerequisite to each exercise, including the marker exercise, we have the exercise that is called the Clear Lagoon, because we like to go and access this place of relaxation where answers become coming from our true self instead of our mind. So we need to go to that clear space. We don't have time to go deeply into the Clear Lagoon, but we will get to a little sample of that exercise today. So go ahead, and if you're not driving or operating any machinery, close your eyes and get comfortable and suspend all judgment about yourself and start breathing. Take a deep breath to the count of six. Inhale to the count of six. Hold your breath for a count of three and exhale for a count of six. Take another deep breath for the count of six. Hold your breath for a count of three and exhale for a count of six. Breathe deeper and deeper. And as you are in that state of relaxation, ask yourself the question, what is the most painful earth-shattering event that occurred in my life? What is that event that marked me for life? What happened? When did it happen? Why did it happen? How did it happen? How did you feel about it back then? How do you feel about it now? Feel the feelings and the sensations that you had. Take a deep breath and open your eyes. Write down about your event. Many events may be coming, rushing into your mind right now. Let them surface, be with them, and try to go back to the earliest one and write down about it. So with this exercise, we uncover that marker event that has marked us in our life very early. Of course, Chris, this is a smaller version of it, but at least to give you a taste of what it is.
Yes, and you lead on those continuing exercises from there where you identify the emotion, your beliefs, and also, you know, decisions you made from this marker event, a verdict, like you made a decision about yourself that, okay, this is how I need to be now because of this event. I'm choosing to be this way. You've made a verdict. You make a strategy. So you go through quite a few times in the book different. You always go back to this marker and then these other aspects. So that's great. So I would love to get into one of the aspects of your book. You talk about. Because a lot of these, you know, this is where patterns get developed, as we talked about in the beginning. The difference of there's core patterns and there's also a shadow pattern. And so I'd love for you to describe what those are and how they're different and why they're important.
So the patterns, as we said, are these repetitive behavior that become a pattern of behavior, but we're interested in that predominant one. We're interested in that predominant one that found itself in the source, and the source of it was our marker and our judgment about our event and our verdict about ourselves. What we do when we identify the marker and the vessel, we also go back to that verdict when this marker happened. What did we say about ourselves when this thing happened? What was the sentence? What did we sentence ourselves to as a result of our marker? So that verdict, when we said, like, for example, for me, I said, when my dad died, I said, oh, I can't make it on my own. My God, like, what do I do? Like, of course, I had to come up with a strategy of survival, and my strategy became to become this superwoman. So the strategy, this game to mask the verdict, we acted on it in some action and in a behavior. And the repetition of this behavior becomes that predominant pattern that we have no choice except acting this way in our life. So despite it being a pattern that was a survival pattern for us, it became a control freak because where it came from, it wasn't a place of choice. It was a place of fearfulness, of not surviving. So it became a control freak. So it controls our life. It takes the driver's seat without knowing it, giving us the illusion that we are the driver, but actually we are not. We have no choice except, I have no choice except taking care of people, taking care of me, not knowing why. So this predominant pattern, now why did my predominant pattern express itself in a superwoman? Why does the predominant pattern for other people express itself in a different archetypal pattern? This we don't go into in this book. It's not of the scope of this book. But according to Jung, this could be very well explained by the collective archetypal pattern. So that's the major pattern that we're interested in. Along with that pattern and naming it, then we are able to become not only aware of it, but we're able to access it and control it. Along with this, there is that other shadow pattern that sometimes is we want to conceal from the world, and sometimes we're not at all aware of it. This is the part that comes up when we're not expecting it. Like we're doing something, and all of a sudden we start yelling, and wow, where is this coming from? So this shadow pattern also is very important to name and to see, because then it becomes our friend. You know, we're not going to get rid of it. It's going to be there, but then we disempower it because it won't have power over us. We have power over
it. Yeah, it's really identifying the shadow. It's kind of a negative part of ourselves. It's hidden, and it pops out when we react. Well, this is Christina from Voices of Women, and we're going to take another short break, and we'll come back and talk more with Micheline Nader.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I am talking with Micheline Nader, and we're talking about her five-step process to into conscious awareness. So we were just talking about the shadow side, and, you know, we have our core beliefs and our shadow patterns. And something you mentioned in the beginning, it's one of the five steps of the dance. The C stands for canceling polarities. So this has to do with these shadow patterns. So can you talk about that, how you would go about, what it means to cancel polarities and how people would go about doing that?
So this is where we get into the process, into the transformation. So far we've identified, we're uncovered, we unearth what is our internal operating system. And this, in this step of the dance, this is where we are empowered to be able to transform it. And I know, Chris, you're about empowering women's dream, and empowering women's dreams goes through empowering the belief of women in themselves. And when we want to empower ourselves, this is where we want to transform these beliefs. And how we transform them, we talk about transforming them, yet they're very hard to transform, because if we did not get to the emotion that we got to it in the first three steps of the dance, it's very hard to be able to transform these beliefs from the source. So now that we got to it, how do we do this? In the book, we go through a very important exercise where we don't cancel the negative experience. We can never cancel the negative experience. What we can do, we can cancel that negative charge from that experience, then the experience stops being negative. So we go through the exercise where we cancel the polarity of the verdict, we cancel the negative charge from our verdict, we cancel, and it's with simple questions. So if my verdict is that I'm not lovable, we ask ourselves the question, is it possible that I am my verdict and it's opposite at the same time? And we go through writing the facts. So if I am not lovable, I could write what are the instances or the facts that prove that I am not lovable. And then what are the proofs and the facts that prove that I am lovable? Because I can guarantee you, even the most unlovable person in the world has examples of being lovable. So if one is not sure, without a shred of a doubt, that is not lovable because of the facts that cancel that non-lovability, we cannot live our life from a point of view of not lovable, because if we live it from that point of view, guess what? We're not living an authentic life. I don't care how transformed we are. If we are living it from a point of view that is not true, we're not authentic. So we go through this, and once we cancel that negative charge, then we're able to be in a neutral space. And so this is what the canceling the polarity is, Chris.
So that's getting to that place that you talked about in the beginning of your statement, I am nothing. So it's kind of strange to think, well, I'm going to cancel out the good, but it's bringing those two together, the negative and the positive, so that you can be free of that. It sort of frees you of that shadow, the negativity.
Yes, because once the negative is canceled out by the positive, you're in a neutral space. You're in a space where there are no charges, there is no polarity. We hear a lot of spiritual beings saying, I transcended polarity. So what does this really mean? We start living our life from a place of not judging it as a positive or negative, as good or bad. We're in a neutral place. We're in that place, is that space. So we open the space from within, where we don't have blockages that are blocking conscious awareness. So then we connect our inner self to our higher self, because there is nothing blocking it.
Mm-hmm. So in our last minute here, what words of advice do you want to leave our audience with?
I would like to tell the audience that wherever you are, you're able to become consciously aware and transform your life. And it has not been as easy as today to have this access. I really would love for anyone who's struggling with any trauma, crisis, or any dis-ease inside to be able to do the process and transform their inner core and connect to higher consciousness. Because through this connection, then the mission reveals itself. Everything is possible.
Yes, that's so true. And that's such an important message for people to get. We can kind of get stuck in our patterns and stuck in our life and think this is it. I can't change this. And we actually do have that power to do that. And it's really this journey. This journey within that you're taking them through this process, and it's great to have a book that has so many exercises, and I think it's important. I love it that you have people, besides meditating, they're writing, because a lot of times we meditate, we don't always get the information if someone's leading a meditation, we might think we fall asleep or we didn't get anything. But when you start writing, our unconscious starts working. That's what I found. And more you get to those steps of what are these core patterns? What is my marker, the original trauma, and getting deeper to that, and what are my beliefs and all that? That writing these down in these exercises is an important aspect of the work that we do. And you can just really, it's a self-exploration of getting to that, what you want people to get to, I believe, is that core essence of themselves.
Yeah. And the creative visualization and the exercises keeps the reader focused on the breath, so they don't fall asleep. And with visualizing the light and counting the breath, it gets us to a place of relaxation very quickly. A lot of the readers do not want to meditate. Some of them would want to meditate, and some of them would want a relaxation. But by accessing this deep place of relaxation and stillness, we can also access this the answers, because a lot of the exercises are questions. Actually, we are questioning things in our lives. So the answers to these questions become more truthful. And truthfully, sometimes, in order to get to the marker or to some events that we've suppressed in our life or some emotions, we do it with a therapist in hypnotherapy or something to access the space. But here we can do as if we're doing our self-hypnosis, by going deep into ourselves and just asking ourselves these questions. So it becomes really easier. And it's nothing
I'm going to have to stop you because we're running out of time on our show. But everybody can purchase Micheline's book, The Dolphin's Dance, Five-Step Journey into Conscious Awareness, and learn these steps that she teaches us. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Chris. It was my pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation and our conference, also author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. Please check that out, too, on Amazon or the womanofwisdom.org website. It's called Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, and it's an inspirational book of the divine feminine. Lots of journeys from other women and art and poetry, and it's a great expression of if you are interested in exploring the divine feminine. Check out the website, womanofwisdom.org. And also my own website, chrysalisleadership.com, about unleashing the powerful leader within you. Also, empowerment circles for women and leadership trainings. It's a powerful model in circle leadership. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I'll be talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.